brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, welcome. Thank you for joining us. It is 7-11, the 11th day of July 2013 on this Thursday edition. And I've said this hundreds of times. You've all heard it before. One reason my show is listenable is that I have quite a bit of data, a lot of research. I know a lot of factoids. I also can be entertaining when I blow up and melt down on air. But at the same time, we have a lot of amazing guests. And there is no radio consultant out there saying, hey, you ought to do this, you ought to do that. And in a way, that's good, but in a way, it's bad. Because I know that overall, even 10 years ago, sometimes I probably generally did a better radio show than I do now. Now, obviously, at points, the broadcast is more informed by an order of several magnitude. There are high points much higher than the type of info and understanding, but also just good radio, than I had 10 years ago. Overall, we reach dizzying heights of awakening and flat-out entertainment. So there are bigger diamonds, but overall, I would say less diamonds in the aggregate. Because I've been doing this so long, I want to not degenerate instead of evolve and develop and get better. And a lot of it is that I really could care less what people think about me now completely. I don't have as big an ego as I had 10, 15 years ago, where I would care about how I sounded or how I looked. And people ask me all the time, is your show real or is it an act? And I believe what I'm saying. When I get mad, it's real, but I'm letting myself do it. So does that make it an act? It's real, but there's an element to sure, you know, free will to go wild on the air. Now, quite frankly, sometimes, folks, I go so wild that I'm really asking myself, am I lying to myself just now? Wishing that I could say that I was in control. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not. You've heard me hundreds of times start the broadcast in the last 5 years and say, I really want to take a lot of calls today. I mean, even big shows are amazed when their phone lines load. Ladies and gentlemen, I can turn on a computerized phone system and take 100 calls that will come in just a minute. Most shows lean on the callers like a boxer leaning on the ropes or holding the person they're boxing to rest. With me, it's the opposite. It's more of a frenzied, manic, frothing berserk. A berserking fits and starts train wreck. I mean, I can conduct the best radio interviews out there, sound like Charlie Rose, ask great questions, sit back, listen to the people, come off. I mean, I can do it in English accent if I wanted to. But I can't control myself. I won't do it. I could get up here and get calm like I am when I'm not on air and completely, eloquently communicate things. But then I get on air. What I'm saying is I get on air, and I'm like half the man I am off the air. And so there is mega massive news. But when I come back, I'm going to give the phone number out. And I'm going to take 30 or 40 phone calls the next hour, or I'm going to have John Bound punch me in the nose live on air.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
That's a good way to start the broadcast, quoting Thomas Jefferson. It is 7:11. Thursday, July 11th, 2013. And here's what I want to do. And I've said this many times and really never done it in the last few years, but I do want to open the phones up right out of the start of the show, very early on, for your questions, your comments, if you agree, you disagree. First-time callers, I was listening to a little bit of the rebroadcast last night when I got in bed at about 11 o'clock at night and happened to hear a caller call in who I was a little bit rude to, just because I get so irritated by all the news and what's happening. And then, you know, the callers will ask me if they can talk about something, and that's kind of my pet peeve. You're on the air. I mean, you can come on and bring up whatever subject you want. But still, I was being a little bit rude with the gentleman, and that's just my observation, so I apologize. It's not a personal thing. This stuff really gets to me. And I get asked that a lot. How do you handle it? How does Alex Jones handle the pressure of reading this info and studying this info and then trying to talk about it? And the answer is, I really don't handle it. I mean, I guess it's almost a form of therapy once I've gone over all this news, morning, noon, and night, and then come on air, but it's really almost like torture because each story I could spend an hour on just fleshing out. Here's an example from yesterday, then I'll get to all the latest news we're going to be covering, and then get the number out, go to your calls, and then second hour start getting into the news in depth. Because I want to shake the show up myself. The broadcast is exploding. It's getting all this attention. And, you know, I tune in and listen to it sometimes, and it's really informative and great and sounds like really professional radio. Other times it sounds like somebody released a gorilla on PCP from the New York Zoo or something. But, I mean, look at this article. This is why I freak out. Patient wakes up as doctors get ready to remove organs. And then I am an expert on this from researching it for 23, 4 years since I learned they were stealing organs because my dad rewired jaws in hospitals and things and said it was well known they were killing people. And then it turned out Dallas hospitals were killing even healthy people for their organs. And Chicago and Austin, I mean, and Houston and New York. I mean, it's everywhere. And it's only the naivete of the general public that allows this type of stuff to go on. So there's an example of why I start reading this on air and then start demonically laughing on purpose to try to illustrate to people how over the top this is. Because when you read the article, it's like, well, the nurses told him she was alive and had good brainwaves and pulse and was responding to nerve stimulus, and that she had just, you know, the woman had a prescription pill overdose, and that they should pump her stomach and give her charcoal, and that she would be fine. And the doctor said, no, we're taking her in to take her organs. And by the grace of God, as they began to prepare to do the opening incision, cutting through her ribs, busting her all open, to take her time sucking her dry. They would take the blood, the marrow, you know, they exsanguinate the whole deal. They can get half a mil if the organs are all in order, half a mil. And the doctors reportedly, in some cases, get as much as a third of the cash. So you had a costly divorce, you got a lot of alimony you're paying, child support, you got a, you know, $5 million house as a surgeon. What do they call those that get the organs out? And it just goes on and on. No, but this is a living person. What's an organ surgeon? A thoracic surgeon? Let's look it up. The point is that, you know, you got a $5 million house. I mean, you don't want to just make $10,000 on a surgery. I mean, you want to make $100,000, $200,000, you know, whatever. And my dad was a dentist and oral surgeon, and he just said it's well known in the medical community. The doctors say to their families, don't sign the organ donor card. Because a lot of hospitals, if you come in unconscious, I mean a knock on the head, they're going to kill you. And you see, they are the establishment wearing the white uniform, like a cop wearing a blue or black uniform, and so everyone bows down. Well, you're the expert. See, medical tyranny is what Hitler went with first because he could get away with it because the people would bow down to it and follow orders from it. And so, just so you know my frustration, I've seen cases, I mean, there's a low probability these people were just idiots and didn't listen to the nurse and just decided to not, you know, get the pills out of her stomach or whatever, and just decided to not administer the charcoal, and just, okay, maybe, you know, 1 in 1,000, in my opinion, in my researched, educated view on this. But we know all over the country they kill people, and it's come out. And again, when I was 15 years old going to get my, take driver's ed and everything, and I was taking driver's ed at school, I was going to take the final test a few months before I was 16. And my dad was taking me there some days, you know, for the after school driver's ed. There was also some after school stuff, driving classes, whatever you call it. And he told me, "Listen, don't sign that card." And he said, "The doctors don't do it with their kids and their wives and their husbands." And I said, "Why?" And he goes, "I've just been told that they will not take care of you." And I said, "What? Of your brain dead?" He goes, "No. I mean, they're Word is they're killing healthy people. And he said, I'm just going to leave it at that. Don't sign it. So I did what he said. And then later, years later, it came out in 60 Minutes and stuff. The point is, you read this article, and separate from them taking the organs from people that could easily be saved and who aren't brain dead or even brain damaged, just like it was a conspiracy theory in the news 5 years ago that Israel was grabbing detainees and then putting them under and taking their organs, turned out that was true. You know, first it was what Dutch newspapers and others that reported it when Israeli doctors blew the whistle, and it was like, oh, anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. But then it turned out it was true. They were taking the organs. But see, the media then tried to make it about, oh, you're saying, you know, Jews are inherently evil stealing organs, when that wasn't even the issue. Corrupt governments and corrupt institutions all over the world traffic in organs, children, drugs, weapons, chemicals, you name it. And the public being chumps is what allows all this to happen. And then you read the article, and it's just like that New York Times article about Bayer shipped its riskier products overseas. Risky? They knew it had HIV and hepatitis in the factory and shipped it into countries where they had already given political contributions like Canada and France and Australia, and so they could get away with it. And it came out, they knew it was a death sentence, they did it. That's not risky. If I go over and kill my neighbor, Alex did a risky thing. No, that's a side diversion. And it's like this ABC News article. This is one article, out of no exaggeration, probably 200 on my desk. All just as important. It's all about, it was an accident, but thank goodness she opened her eyes. And then it was so human that it was like, oh, she opened her eyes, this is too obvious. And then they had to not cut her organs out. And then it describes what went on. It was exactly midnight when Colleen Burns eerily opened her eyes and looked at the orbiting lights above her, shocked doctors who believed she was dead. It goes on to say that the nurses told them, heart rate, everything. She's right there. Get. So, they're like, oh, they believe she was dead. And we're about to remove her organs and donate them to patients on the transplant waiting list because they had the money. The Syracuse Post Standard unearthed a report. See, this stuff's all over the place. It's just a report. Nothing's ever done. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, that's like Satan overseeing a low-level demon, that chronicled the series of errors that led to the near organ removal of a living patient at St. Joseph Hospital Health Center in Syracuse, New York, in 2009. This just broke yesterday. The patient did not suffer any type of arrest of the heart, did not have irreversible brain damage. The HHS report concluded the patient did not meet criteria for withdrawal of care. So, see, once you're withdrawing care, somebody's alive now, we're going to withdraw care and take their organs. Well, now it's just, we're just going to take it even though you're alive. And, well, you better hope you open your eyes. Next, it'll be we have to sedate them because they're dead. So they're a zombie. We have to. According to the report, doctors had inaccurately diagnosed Burns with irreversible brain damage. Yeah. And ignored nurses who noticed signs that Burns was improving. She curled her toes when touched, flared her nostrils, and moved her mouth and tongue. Oh, she's like trying to come out of it. Hey, let's pump her stomach. Let's get the... No. She was also breathing on her own, even though she was on a respirator. Well, see, that's part of the act is... That's like when a SWAT team raids Amish for having their own milk. It's all part of the theater. Oh, look, we have guns and armored vehicles. They're bad. We wouldn't be here if they weren't bad. Oh, here, let's put me on a respirator. They could have just gotten Michael Hastings, stuck him on a respirator. He's like, get it out of my mouth. And they're like, shut up. Boom. You know, this is the new, it's all theater. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And then it's her on the table fighting for her life. Next, they'll just say, she's really a zombie. You know, I mean, that's how this works now. They'll go, it's a conspiracy theory that anybody's alive. We'll take all your organs. It's for the children. And if you don't like it, you're a racist. What's that to do with medical tyranny? That's what every racist says. 800-259-9231. Huge news coming up.
Learn how one woman with diabetes had neuropathy pain in her feet go away and her blood sugars come into a more healthy range. In 10 months, one woman got off Prozac after taking this one supplement. In 2 months on this same supplement, one boy's chronic constipation went away and his speech problem cleared up for the first time in his life. Learn how this one supplement is creating a multitude of unique and inspiring stories that can be heard on this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047.
PatriotAmmoSupply.com only sells to patriots and private citizens. Why? Because we only sell to people we can trust. We do not sell to government agencies. We manufacture our own bullets and load our own ammunition, so it's in stock and ready to ship. Got empty cartridges? We can reload your brass, reducing your cost and eliminating the hidden federal excise tax. Most orders ship within 3 to 5 days. Give us a call, 406-210-5294, or visit PatriotAmmoSupply.com, an American company.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I come out of the gates in the next segment, I'm going right to your phone calls. Then I'll get to the Justice Department. Finally, the media's paying attention, organizing the Trayvon Martin protest, trying to organize riots, I guess to be a distraction from all of the big scandals that are racing around right now. And the judge interfering, unprecedented, trying to prejudice the jury, basically. You've got the police chief saying they were pressured to basically arrest him, even though they knew from all the witnesses that he had been assaulted. And regardless of what you think of Zimmerman, this is a giant media diversion, and they're trying to create division with it. And Trayvon jumped on top of him and beat the daylights out of him. And but the point is, it's just a mindless soap opera. I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into some incredible medical news. Worms regrow their decapitated heads along with their memories, which a lot of science shows is actually accurate. I'm going to break down what that really means. Folks, your spinal cord is a continuation of your brain. Your stomach has brain-type tissue in it. It's not just this brain up here. That's why you drink beer, you get, you know, drunk up here. Of course, the blood also picks up the alcohol and takes it up there. But that's what autism is. These kids are poisoned by the pesticides and all the rest of it in the food. But we're going to be getting into that. We're going to get into William F. Jasper, editor of The New American, is going to be joining us. Transatlantic danger, EU-US merger talks underway in D.C. Oh, yeah. That actually already happened back in 2007, but now they're going public with it. We're going to be breaking that down. We're going to be getting into just a ton of news. Lawmaker demands the National Guard patrol the streets of Chicago to stop gun violence. The truth is, this has already been going on for 4 years. Before Blagojevich got indicted, he had already deployed them for about a week. And they're still there off and on, we've confirmed, but there's hardly ever any news coverage. So this is just all part of take the citizens' guns, then only criminals have guns, then the whole society collapses, and then the government gets to bring in martial law, which is why the establishment wants a disarmed, chicken-neck population that can't defend itself. That's simple psychology. They want you dependent, so that's coming up. But briefly, back to this New York case, where a newspaper did its job and noticed a report where one of the nurses complained and pointed out they were putting this lady on a respirator who was coming out of it, and that they just simply wanted to pump her stomach try to get the drug overdose out of her stomach, a multi-drug overdose, according to the report. Again, people say, why stick her on a ventilator? When they start taking the organs, she's going to die for real. So you've got to have that going to take your time getting them. So I thought I would play a little clip here from Monty Python. What film is this? I forget. The Meaning of Life? Yeah. And this is basically, it's satirical, but this is how it works. They come to the house, force their way in, say, hey, you got an organ donor card. We're taking your organs now. Because, see, they need that consent up front. And I'd be forgiving organs if you die in a car wreck or something. But you have a corrupt system, and they will look the other way, and in some cases outright kill you when you go into the hospital. They're already euthanizing people all over the world. Once you bring in socialist health care, you know, the case for killing Granny, cover of Newsweek. Let's go to the clip. Ding dong.
Yes? Hello? Can we have your liver? What? Your liver? It's a large glandular organ in your abdomen. You know, it's reddish brown. It's sort of,
Yeah, I know what it is, but I'm using it.
Come on, Joe! Don't muck us about!
Hello?
What's this, then?
A liver donor's card.
Need we say more?
No! Listen!
By the way, the average person would not resist like this and would actually let them throw them on the thing and cut their liver out.
Just lie down, so it won't take a minute.
And see, if the nurses in New York wouldn't have done something, this has been... Got some bolt cutters there.
He's deleted his liver, madam.
The light comes in, he's totally calm.
To go with one of those silly cars. That's right, madam.
People are pretty calm about this now, too.
Funny lady. She's got her size up. Come there, boy.
Taking the liver.
He gives blood. He does
cool. Let's watch. She submits the state. My brother wearing white lab coats. They're officers. there's the liver.
Anyway.
We're going to break them up, your phone calls. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com is the network website. My sites are PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, and we are here to awaken humanity and to wage war on corruption. Stay with us. More straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
They don't know how to build a new electronic device. They don't know how to develop a new chemical processes to become wealthy and powerful. They know how to organize in gangs and force you to transfer your money and your wealth to them and to set up systems of propaganda that rationalize how they're doing that. I'm going to go directly to your phone calls for the balance of the hour. And then cover news, and then go back to your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Now, once I go to your calls, just make your point, your question. I'm going to move the next person, or I'll go into an hour-long diatribe. Or the first caller will be, I'm here during a mass shooting or something, and then the whole show will go that direction, which has actually happened before, where before it was even on the news, in the Blacksburg shooting, we had a caller call in and then saying it was happening. They could even hear the shots, and I'm like, is this true? Is this real? And 10 minutes later, it was on the news. But before we go to them, you know my favorite health product and that we've just seen miraculous results in weight loss, overall health, skin conditions going away, joint issues. So many people are malnourished. Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsHealth.com, you get the biggest discounts there, had a ORAC score of 5,745 per serving. That's off the charts. It's got hundreds of different things in you need, 90 essentials, the trace elements, you name it. Guess what, folks? They now have a totally organic one. It is so hard to have a certified, third-party certified, and USDA certified when you have hundreds of different ingredients. It is so hard. It took them 2 years. They did it, and it's got a score of, get ready for this, ladies and gentlemen, 8,000 total ORAC per serving. Citrus Peach Fusion. And I love both flavors. And the flavors grow on you as well because your body just gets to where it knows how much nutrients are in it. And they're still selling the old Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I don't know which flavor I like best. I'm kind of this one's growing on me. At first, I liked the old one better, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's called tangerine, but I think it tastes like kind of fruit punchy to me slash orange juicy with 115 vegetables and fruits. This one's got even more. And it's just there's nothing like it out there, and your purchase supports the broadcast as well. You can sign up for auto ship and get free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com as well. And you can also become a distributor when you pay $10 like Costco or whatever and get big discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to become a distributor. But the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 Citrus Peach Fusion made with certified organic ingredients, all non-GMO ingredients, not just organic, I'm sorry, non-GMO on top of it. You can also call. We'll put that back up on screen. I'll give folks the number. Thank you. 888-789-9277. 888-789-9277. If you have any questions or comments or want folks online to help you, it's pretty simple to do. But if you're like me and not too technical on the internet, you might need help signing up for auto ship or finding the best discounts on there, or if you want to become a distributor. So the phone number is on the site, and there's over 400 products on there, and they're all the best. I mean, that's why I go out, I find the best. That's what I promote. InfoWarsHealth.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. And then they've got now the Osteo FX in powder form, more concentrated. So you just put a scoop in water, bang that back. If you don't like, you know, drinking the clear, white, pasty stuff, a lot of people like it. I don't particularly like it. I complained about it. And they said, guess what? We're already developing Longevity Beyond Osteo FX. So it's got even more stuff in it. And that's now brand new as of yesterday. At InfoWarsHealth.com, ladies and gentlemen. And all your purchases make the broadcast possible. Okay, that's enough. I'm going to take calls just all the way with news until our guest joins us. Let's go to them without further ado. Jim in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, love your show. Going to get right to the point. You were mentioning about pet peeves, so I figured I'd call in and let you know one of mine. First of all, don't censor your rants, because what your rants actually are, Alex, is emotional analysis, which all of us need to have because we don't have the expertise of sifting through all this information like you do, okay? It annoys me when you censor yourself in the middle of an informative, entertaining rant to go to some meathead who gets on there and doesn't even know he's on the air, okay? That's annoying. So, quick little suggestion. Schedule the calls for half an hour, the first hour. Do all your news the first half hour. The news you don't get to, go back the second hour if you don't have a guest. But please do not censor your rants. They're informative and they're entertaining.
No, I hear you. The rants are painful for me, though. I mean, when I'm up there freaking out and really trying to illustrate how corrupt the tyranny is, it's like a person in a cage being lowered into the water who knows they're going to drown. I mean, I know how real this is. I know my life's in danger. I know this isn't a game. And the most annoying question I get is, do you really believe all of this? And then people will get mad at me when I go, no, I don't believe it. Okay, it's all made up. The world's great, blah, blah, blah. You're being sarcastic. Of course I believe what I'm saying. And they go, well, is it an act? Well, I mean, that's like saying if I go to a football game and get excited about my team scoring, is it an act? I mean, I'm letting myself be emotional, so it isn't an act, but it is an act. But I've come to the realization is that I'm actually not in control anymore of myself. And I've realized that I've gotten more and more angry and more reckless as well, just out on the street and things with bureaucrats, police, you name it. I'm just getting to the point where it's all just a fraud. And I have trouble playing along with their fraud when a cop pulls me over and says, mind if I search the vehicle? I'm just like, man, you really want your kids living in a total tyranny? My kids have nothing to do with it. Well, cops didn't used to do this in America. I was brought up, this is done in tyrannies. You know, how would you like it if I asked to search your car? Get out of the vehicle. You know, it's just a bad nightmare. We know where this leads. We know where this is going. And that's why I'm freaking out. I appreciate your call, Jim. I'll be honest with you. I look at my innocent children. They were reading some children's comedy book, my 10-year-old son was, about a bad-behaved hippopotamus this morning, and he was reading passages from it, and my 5-year-old, my 9-year-old were just giggling and rolling around on the ground, and it was like painful how good they are. It was painful how innocent they are. It was painful how corrupt the world is. And then I started hearing that thing about, oh, I don't want to bring children into the world. And I'm always like, we've got to fight. We've got to bring them into the world since we're good people. And that's the experience. Our ancestors kept having kids even though it was bad. And that's true. We have more responsibility to have the children and then fight for them. Because I notice if you don't have the kids, you tend, on average, to not fight as hard for freedom. And again, that's an overgeneralization, but people are like, yeah, I just take care of myself, so what? Once you have those children, or at least empathize with nieces or nephews, people you care about, it's good to have some family, not even so much even children, so that you've got skin in the game, because it's easy as a man or a woman to just go, oh, the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket, nothing's going to change it, I'm going to just go eat, drink, and be merry. Or I'll just become corrupt and sell people out. And, you know, people have been playing dirty with me. I'll play dirty with them and see how they like it. But civilization, everything good, is based in not selling out because everybody else did. But it's not enough to just be good and hardworking and put up with the corruption. You've got to not sell out and not be corrupt and try to be as moral as you can. And then not beat yourself up when you make mistakes. See, good people are always beating themselves up. Evil aren't. You know you're good. You know you love God and justice. Move forward. But at the same time, wage war on corrupt people. Do whatever you have to. And that's what's fulfilling in life. And I need to get out more on the street. I need to go to the urban warfare drills again. I need to go out and go up to police and say, I'd like to search your vehicle. To show them freak out. And go, well, you want to search mine without a warrant? I need to do all the things. I've got thousands of plans. All of them will work. The problem is I can't manifest it all, and I don't have enough money to hire enough people and then enough people to train so they understand so we can carry this out. I know how to beat the New World Order. You do as well, a lot of you. It's historical. It's an understanding. And to have the right stuff and to know the enemy's plans, it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. To just see people programmed and under globalist control and thinking they're winning going along with a system designed to irrevocably wreck human society as an exit. All the literature of the establishment is they're going to build a technological plantopolis with a bunch of control freaks running around, backed up by drones and robots, and they're going to break up our families and persecute us and stomp on our face with a black boot forever. The small amounts of us that are basically left to be toyed with and messed with and tortured forever. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We are turning the world over to... Ray Kurzweil said he doesn't believe in God yet, that you know, he's going to become God merging with the machines. Let me take that statement. Even if you don't believe in God and don't believe in the devil, the establishment is trying to become the devil. They act just like the biblical devil, the devil of every culture. They do the same thing. There's a reason we've heard of this before. And they want to be the devil. Ray Kurzweil doesn't believe in God yet. He's going to become God. No, he's going to become the devil if he can. It's a race to become the devil. It's a race to build a godlike structure for these psychopaths to basically become God, in their own words. It is madness, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm staring at them. I know their mind. I know their taste. I can see them. And I'm sitting here in the middle of a horror movie, ladies and gentlemen. I know right down the street they're killing people for their organs. I know people they've killed for their organs here in Austin. Nobody's going to prosecute them. They got foster kids all over the country right now, feeding them pesticides and drugs, testing them at facilities. They're going to kill them and then cut their bodies up when they're done. And nobody's going to help them. You're not going to help them. We're all going to hell, man. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Nazi Germany is nothing compared to what's going on now. It's going on everywhere, and it's creeping around behind the scenes, and evil is just metastasizing. I said I'd take your calls. See, I can't do it. This is another scientific test. I am not in control. Let's talk to Merrill in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good to talk to you. Listen, you were talking earlier about organs, you know, government cropping our organs. I read an article this week on Facebook that was floating around. And they said that there were 1,000 internment camps, FEMA camps, whatever you want to call them. They change their name every time, you know, once everybody wakes up about it, they change the name. And then they say, oh, no, that's we don't have none of that.
It's the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. Yeah, and they also hide it under the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. But, yeah, they're building them all over the place.
Right. Well, the article said this week that there were 1,000 of those internment camps in the United States. And Obama had recently purchased 30,000 guillotines.
Yeah, that's an urban legend. That's an urban legend that's racing through everything right now. And then people listening on the inside know that's not true, and it discredits things. And I'm not mad that you brought it up. I'm glad you brought it up. That's an obsession from movies in the 80s where the Antichrist is going to cut people's heads off. And I'm sure governments do stuff like that. You know, they'll hire a whole group to go into an African country, a neighboring African group, to kill everybody with machetes and chop their heads off. They've got Al-Qaeda chopping people's heads off all over Syria and all over Egypt right now with video of it. But none of the Christian groups will hardly talk about it. They just talk about guillotines that fell out of a truck. You know, it's always a different town, different city. And it may have a root in reality somewhere, but there's all the proven real stuff that is going on. I mean, they don't have to chop your head off with a guillotine. They chop your intellect out with hydrofluorosilicic acid.
Here's my theory behind this. If they chop your head off, Alex, they can stick pipes down in your throat and keep you alive until your organs are cropped.
Well, that is a big part of it, but look, they have mobile execution vans, dozens of them in every Chinese city. And they'll just, on the spot, if they need somebody, just kidnap them, cut their organs out on the spot. This is on record, by the way. And people from the U.S. fly into Japan and China, because they ship them over to Japan, it's a few hours, and do the surgeries there. That stuff is going on, but they just put you under, they keep you alive, and then they harvest everything. And then they take the heart last. I appreciate you calling in. But no one talks about what's real. No one talks about Pepsi with fetal tissue in it. It's a fact. And you know, there's the Daily Mail, China's high-tech death van, where criminals are executed and then their organs are sold on black market. Look, even the media goes with their criminals. I mean, here in the U.S., there they don't care. They just kill you outright. They do organ harvesting at sports stadiums in front of everybody as well. You can pull that up if you want to see it. It's just the public's so naive. Let's go to Peter in Florida. You're on the air, Peter. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? And,
good, brother.
Going on about what you're saying, becoming the change with whatever skill you have. I'm an artist here in Miami, and I just did a video with We Are Change, and Luke Rutkowski just posted it up on YouTube. You guys check it out. So what I do is I go to these comic book conventions, and I do artwork dealing with, like, 9/11 and the TSA and drones and all that kind of stuff, and I put it out in a way that is favorable, or it's aesthetically similar to a lot of the other pop culture stuff, like when you post the reviews of the different movies and stuff. I sell out of them. They're super popular. We have conversations from everything from the police state to economics at a comic book convention showing how, you know, there's a lot of
people. Yeah, what we have to do is we have to hijack the culture of evil and then infuse life into it, hijack their images, which is totally legal and lawful as long as it's a parody of it, and hijack their movies, hijack their TV shows, and use their shows to show you the programming. But also use good art that comes out of the establishment to praise that. And that's one reason you're seeing a little bit of positive stuff out there now, is because Hollywood can't sell pure negativity. People want wholesome good stuff. They want the Bible on Discovery Channel or History Channel. They want something like Superman that's pro-father, pro-family, anti-tyranny, anti-eugenics. People hunger for liberty. And so there's a dichotomy. That's what the globalists say they want to get rid of. The globalists say they want to get rid of the real free market and only have a centralized group because they're always getting beaten by the free market by the choices you make, like organic. Nobody could get organic 20 years ago. Now it's supplanting all the poison garbage and getting cheaper because more people are coming into the market and we're outproducing them. So they're getting angry. So God bless you. Tell us the name of the video.
Yeah, it's on We Are Change. It's a libertarian artist, art imitating life. It shows people right there buying this giant poster that I put out, really popular. It's a Captain America head, a vintage-looking one, and underneath it, it just says 9/11 was an inside job. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but people love it.
Well, fantastic. Listen, send us one. Send us your art. We might hang it up in the new studios we're building. Yeah, We Are Change doing an amazing job. One of the most things I'm most proud of is when Luke was a lone activist in New York and was being censored, I gave him a platform because I knew he was a leader and built him up, and then We Are Change came out of it. And then it's important for all these other groups, though, to then refeed promotion back into those that brought you to the dance. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they are
program notes, you know when I tell you we got a big guest coming on, about 95% of the time it tends to happen. For me personally, this guest that we got contacted through over some tyrannical abuses they went through, for me it's about as big a guest as you can get on, because the person's such an icon and is also so old. It's kind of like Kurt Vonnegut. I learned was a listener, had a chance to talk to him a couple times. He sent me some of his own art, personalized. And he said, oh, I'm too old. Nobody wants to hear from me, but I appreciate your work. And I'm like, Mr. Vonnegut, please. And he goes, no, listen, I respect what you're doing. I'm done. And then like a month later, saw him do his last university speech at his alma mater. And he said, I will never be heard from again. Goodbye. And then 6 months later, fell down, hit his head in New York, and was dead. And I mean, I've read like almost all of Kurt Vonnegut's books. I was reading those when I was a teenager. My parents were big fans, so they were laying around. It's just amazing satire, and so much of it has come true. I've even read, like, I bought a book of his essays that were in newspapers and magazines, short stories he wrote. Really good stuff. Like, he wrote stuff about, like, astronauts finally go to space. He wrote this, like, at the end of World War II, and it's actually where all the ghosts are at. It's like hell, so everybody. He wrote a lot of cool stuff. And it's just like, I never got Kurt Vonnegut on the air. And this person is like the living John Wayne. But then they wanted to come on with their lawyer. Then the lawyer's like, well, I can't do it because I'm going out of town for a week. And then it's all like, it's lawyers, man. They get in the way of everything. It doesn't even matter. Because the person was going to come on about corruption, too. It wasn't just going to be a famous person on. So it's tailor-made to wake people up. But we'll see what happens. By the way, we have Sergeant Biggs popping in. I'm going to go into overdrive today for about 20 minutes with him. He wants to come on and talk about the cover-up of his buddy Michael Hastings. So we're going to be looking at all of that. And I'm not bragging about Kurt Vonnegut. It's just like I have a framed Kurt Vonnegut, you know, four Alex, two Alex lithograph print he did, signed by him, of an empty birdcage. You know, the Libertad symbol of universal freedom. And he's dead now. But at least I got to talk to him. You know, it's kind of like, hey, I got to know Charlton Heston a little bit. Well, people know that's true because there's a couple interviews there. But it isn't about I knew Charlton Heston. It was what a good human he was. And it's just something about talking to people when they're really old and they're still all there, and then they're gone forever. Then they're gone forever. I'm going to go to break and come back, and then we're going to try it again for 30 minutes. Call straight. I took a couple. When I come back, I'm going to just take call after call after call, 800-259-9231. You hear a caller hang up, I'm going to go to you. Just coming up, and then I'm going to get into the whole Zimmerman thing. You know, I wasn't ever on the fence because the witness is saying that Trayvon attacked him, but I thought Zimmerman was stupid to go following a guy around with a gun. I mean, I'd probably get mad. What are you doing following me around with a gun? But you look at Trayvon's past and being sent, you know, to his father and the trouble he was in, and the gangster photos out there and the media showing the 12-year-old kid, not the 17-year-old, you know, kid or whatever, and then the Justice Department pressuring the police to, you know, go after Zimmerman and all this stuff. They're trying to set Zimmerman up. And that's an injustice. And now the judge is slapping him around and stuff. And I mean, it's just unprecedented what's going on. And now they're talking about child abuse to go after Zimmerman, you know, get him on something, and lesser charge of manslaughter so they can get him on that. I mean, it is just incredible. And NPR this morning was, you know, calling him a racist, period. I mean, just they want to stir up total racial hatred in this country.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.